All right, we're now at the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Vav Mabez. Mishnah states, "In ognes a lulav el b'mino." Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you can only tie an egget around the lulav that is the same species as the actual dal minu. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, we know already. What's Rabbi Yehuda's famous shita we have? Remember we had last time. Rabbi Yehuda's famous shita. Lulav tzarich egget. The lulav requires an egget, which means the egget is part of the dal of the lulav bundle. It's part of the mitzvah, so it has to be among the dalaminim. If you add another min, we know it's going to be a problem. So you have to make sure that you tie the lulav only with something that is of the same species as the dalaminim. Rabbi Meir Omer, afilu b'chut b'meshicha. Even if it's with a thread, with a string, with a thread. According to Rashi, it's a thin rope. We'll call it a thread. Chut b'meshicha, it's a thin string, a little rope. That is also permitted because Rabbi Huri Meir and the rest of the Tanaim hold that lulav ain't tzarich egged, and therefore you can tie with whatever you'd want to tie with. Yeah.
I know. Is Ramir, did we have a shita as one holding lulav in tzarich
egged? No. Rabbi Yehuda holds tzarich egged, everyone else doesn't require it. What's your question or no?
I have written down the meshicha is a thick string.
So Rashi said over here it's a thin rope. A thin rope, which I guess maybe could be a thick string, but.
I have thread.
It's like a thread, yeah. It's like a thread. I mean, Rashi's over here. Rashi, I think Rashi quotes. Where is this Rashi? Chut shel Mashiach says lichvol belaz. So I think in the Laz dictionary, what'd you say? Chut shel Mashiach. He says chevel dak. It means it's a thin rope, but it's a string. It's a string. That's very Meir hold. That's even okay. All right, maybe I get to prove. I'm a Meir. Ma'aseh Anshei Yerushalayim shayu ognes lulav b'mino shel zav. There was a story that the Anshei Yerushalayim, they would tie the lulav with these golden threads. It's golden loops. Amrulo, they said back to him, the rabbi said back to him, Bemino Hayogdino Samimala. That's Namata. That's not a proof. It's not a proof. Because even though had these beautiful golden strands that they were tied the lulav with, but Bemino, there was something underneath those strands that they would use for the actual egget. The top part was just a beauty, it's for Noi. And therefore everyone agrees if it's only for Noi, if it's only for beauty, it doesn't count as part of the lulav necessary parts, in which case it doesn't have to be the noi part, dal minim, the beauty part, is not to be dal minim. The actual real egget that was required was below, and it was with dal minim. So it's true, they said, there were these golden threads, golden strands, that were on the lulav, but it wasn't there to tie it together. That already had another tie. It was there to beautify it. And we know when it comes to beauty, it's only for noi, not for the egget, the mitzvah itself of the egget, that we say is no problem of adding an extra min involved.
It's Amrulo and not Amrulo. It's not Rabbi Yehuda responding.
Correct. It was like the Rabbanim. He was trying to bring a proof, and there are rabbis in the area.
Even though the general consensus is.
Correct. Even though. Yeah. Right. But they don't want. But they're also honest. It's actually honest. They don't want it to be that this is not a knockout for Rabbi Yehuda. This wouldn't be the knockout. But
why
you're correct.
Can you do that, though, to any other Where's the limit? Where's the line?
It's a good question. You know, when it comes to. We do have ideas of certain mitzvahs that you could have. When it comes to a sefer Torah, a talis, you have beautiful things. You could beautify it. You could, you know, again, you don't have to. But if someone wants to.
Gold strings on the tzitzis?
No, so that, because the mitzvah there is such a certain type. Let's say on the beged itself. People have, I mean, I don't have that in mind, but people have those beautiful Torah. So people do things in order to beautify it. And we know already, when it comes to lulav, we actually know already that the tie is a form of hiddur. Even the Rabbanan, right? The Rabbanan, well, you don't need an egget, but they say, it's a nice way of beautifying a mitzvah, is with the bundle being tied together, and if you tie it with a really nice thing, I guess it even stands out even more. Like, you have an esrog. You have an esrog. So I have my esrog, I use the box that it comes in. Some people have, you know, they have these beautiful silver, so they're doing something more beautiful to hold their esrog inside. I don't know if that's hiddur mitzvah, but what they're doing is they're trying to beautify it even more. What's that?
I like the idea.
I'm just giving an example of where people do nicer things surrounding mitzvahs that aren't necessarily required. And not even be a hiddur. You're treating esrog with more respect? Maybe it's respect of the esrog. You're in a beautiful box. You have mezuzah cover on your door.
I'll just tell you that from my experience, I have a silver box. It preserves the esrog.
You know what? Even more than
down the line.
Yeah, it's still strong.
It looks like, wow.
I'll tell you more than that. When you carry it home, you probably carry it really carefully. When you carry your box home, you put it on your arm, a silver thing. You know, when you have a mezuzah on the door. So I could have like a very basic plastic case, which is fine. It's kosher. You got a beautiful mezuzah that you put up there. Is it a bigger mitzvah? No, it's a bigger mitzvah. I don't know if it is, but it's beautifying. It's making it, putting more chashivas into the mitzvah. Maybe.
I don't know. I think the mitzvah as is beautiful.
Certainly, the mitzvah of the parchment on the door also is beautiful. That's a mitzvah mezuzah. Some people like to surround it with more beauty. They want to highlight even more. Kol kavod. Does that make your mitzvah of mitzvah better? I don't think it's bad. I think the mitzvah is kosher as it was. But you're showing a level of excitement towards it. That's really what these gvoni yoshel zahav would do as well. Okay, says the Gemara, but it's a good question. Amarava. We had this earlier on. Also, to prove that Rehu doesn't require hider, it's not a hider issue. Even with a sieve, even with ikrit dikla, even with a weed or a vine, even with the ikrit dikla part of the bark, the ikrit dikla, the main part of the deck of the palm tree, if you use these things, that would also be allowed to be used for the egged. Bummer of my time with Rehu. Why does Rehu say you could use such things for the egged? Lulav, sorry, egged. Because Lulav, why does he hold this din of using these things and only using Mino? Because Lulav Tzarech Eged, V'imaisi Minachrina, Hali Chamisha Mini. Since Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Shita is that you need an Eged on a Lulav, and therefore part of the Lulav is the Eged. If you bring a different Min, imaisi, if you bring a Minachrina, another species that's not part of the four Minim, it would be a fifth Min and therefore not be allowed. By the way, if I took an Esrog, and I peeled the Esrog and made it into an Eged, a different, not one. That's fine. Exactly. Should be fine.
Didn't we have this question?
Yeah, I said last time it's fine. You argue with me, I think.
Yeah.
I know. It says over here, it seems to be, it's not one of the fifth, four minim. One of the four minim is an asterisk. So it seems to be that would be okay. I'm just repeating what we had. Skipping your part of it. I'm going to read my part of it and telling you. I think everyone would agree. Arik, you agree with me about that or not, Arik? Use an asterisk.
As an
egg,
then it's good?
No, why not? Why would it not be? So I'll tell you, Daniel would say, because it's not one of the three in the bundle. So I would say back to you, it's the four species, and it's the fifth minute.
You know what the raya is? The raya is that it says...
Minachrina
habachamish.
Correct, exactly. Right, so it's not one of the four. Yeah, that's why I'm with you. I agree with that. I don't remember why last time you were very fixated on not saying that, but I remember that we had this discussion before. Yeah. Okay. And I think we'll see a proof in a minute from now, just supports the idea.
Why, again, you could say, though, because it says the sieve.
Those are part of the four minim.
It's part of the lulav.
Yeah, it has to be part of the lulav tree, exactly. It is. Because that's what they would use. Even though those are not...
Tell me hadas.
Why is it a filu? Why is it a filu, these things? What makes it a filu?
Because it's
not filu. Yeah, so why would you think not those things? Why would you think not like that? We had the Gemara before saying a filu over there. We use it as a proof that what? We brought this down last time. Right. So even if it's not beautiful, that's why these things are brought down. Because these things are like this. I don't care the trash of it, because that's not lashon naki. This is the less beautiful part of the lulav. And it's still, even that's okay. Certainly the peel of a beautiful peel, a fragrant smelling peel of the esrog should be no problem at all.
So why didn't you say hadas or arava?
Because why not?
Yeah.
The Gemara actually later on I think is going to address that point. We'll see. Because they'll say something I think that will help with that. I think we'll see later on. That lama's out. And today we'll see today. Says the Gemara further. Rava says further. Mina amina la de siv ikra de dikla mina de lulavu. Now this is going to be a very long proof. Rava says, how do I know that siv and ikra de dikla are, we said over here, even siv ikra de dikla, and Rava holds it to be one of the meaning of the lulav. How do you know that a siv and ikra de dikla are in fact part of the lulav? Now again, ikra de dikla sounds pretty obvious because it means like the root, the basic part of the dikla. What's a dekel?
Palm.
It's a palm tree. What's a lulav from? A palm tree. But the sieve, what's a sieve? How do we know that that also is from the date palm? How do we know? The Gemara is making a very long proof that goes a little bit out of its way and goes back to the very, very end. Let's see inside right now. We're trying to prove in the Gemara that a sieve and ikra de dikla are in fact part of the palm tree family. Time will learn a brisa. Besukos teshu. That you live in your sukkot in plural. Sukkah should call davar davar. I mean, it could be many types of sukkah. A sukkah of any time, a different method of mayor holds. A mayor holds that a sukkah can be made of anything you want it to be made of. It can be made of bronze, not the schach, the sukkah itself. It can be made of anything you want to make of. You can just make the walls, make whatever you want with any other of the dalmin, of any min that you have. Anything at all, even not the dalmin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einsun Vegas, Elabadal, Minim Shivalulav. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, just like a Lulav Tzarech Eged, I also hold the sukkah itself has to be made. Walls and schach alike of the dal minim, every part of the sukkah is the dal minim. What's his proof? Vadinosin, and
we're not talking about the walls here.
I think the walls also, no? Or not? No. Correct. You're right. You're right, because later on the Gemara is going to reject it. You're right. You're correct.
It means any kind of.
You're correct. It's not only branches of, it's got to be branches of the four species of tree. Makabel, later on the Gemara is going to say that what I just said is wrong. You're absolutely correct. Why do you say that? How do you know that? From later on in the Gemara?
No, because I have a notation.
Yes.
Aim Sukkah no Hegeh refers to this spot.
You're right. The Gemara is going to say that also, and it was an error. I'll say one more time. Absolutely. One more time. The halakha question is, what do you make the schach out of? We know any branch will suffice, right? Anything that's psoles from a field will suffice. But Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Yehuda says, no. When the schach of the sukkah is only using branches and leaves from the dal and minim. You can use an esrog branch, you can use a hadas branch, a rubber branch, and a lulav branch. Only those. Or branches, leaves, whatever. You cannot use...
Which ones could I use?
The four minim. The four species. Nothing more than that. Why? The logic dictates. Logic would give over that you can only use from these four. What's the svara? Uma lulav she'ein noeg b'leilos kibiyamim. Lulav, which is not a chiv of nighttime and daytime. It's only daytime. It's not noeg b'leilos like it is biyamim. It's only a one time a day mitzvah the yamim, which means it's more of a lenient type of mitzvah related to sukkah. And yet ein noeg el b'arba minim, but we still hold it only, double negative, it only can be comprised of the four minim. Then sukkah, which is so intrinsic and so much more machmir regarding the necessity of it throughout the entire holiday, shenohegas b'leilos kibiyamim, there's an obligation all times, so it's going to be even more intrinsically important and more machmir than a lulav. It should not be logic that it can only be used if it's from the four species, meaning if the lulav itself is a more makil mitzvah within sukkah, that you only have it one time a day, and that's in the daytime, not all day long must you be taking a lulav and esrog, it's limited. And we still limit the amount of what you can use for it. So sukkah, which is so significant, so intrinsic to the holiday, it's day and night, it's all the time. Shouldn't you imagine we should limit the rules of what you can use to whatever it is that the lulav has to be used, which is dal minim? That's his question, that's his logic that he has.
Even though the pasuk is only by lulav.
Right, this is tchal v'chomer. It's tchal v'chomer. I'm using logic. If lulav, which is limited in time, has these stringent limitations, so sukkah, which is so all the time, it's more machmir than lulav. Which is why I need a logic to extend it. I need some limud. Yeah. So kal v'chomer is limud. The Gemara says, one second. What kind of kal v'chomer is the Gemara? Amrulo, they say to him, right? As he said last time, it's, even though it's one verse one talking, the response of the Beis Medrash when they heard that drasha was, "What are you talking about? Kol din sh'ata dan tchilasu lahachmirin, v'sofu lahakil eino din." Any din, any kal v'chomer that you use, that you judge in the beginning to be more machmir. Meaning we're now taking the case of lulav, which is more makel din, to sukkah, which is more machmir, and we're taking the chumr of lulav and applying to the chumr now, make a chumr for sukkah. Just like lulav has to be the dal minim, so sukkah, the schach, must be the dal minim. But the problem is, in the end, that will create a kula. What's the kula? And if it does create a kula, it's not good kal v'chomer. What's the kula? Top of lam zayim and aleph? If you do not find a dal minim schach for the sukkah, then you're going to sit and you're mivatil the mitzvah sukkah. You're not going to do sukkah anymore. You can't find one. You're not going to do the sukkah mitzvah sukkah right now. The Torah says v'sukkos teishu shivas yamin, and the Torah says that the sukkah should be a sukkah for 7 days, and now you're not going to be able to do it. Look over in the top Rashi, he says. Right, I mean, if because you're so busy looking for the schach, that's not, you're not going to find it all, then you're not going to sleep in the sukkah that night. You're not going to have a sukkah sleeping. And as Gemara is going to say in a minute, and therefore we learn instead, since it's sukkos teishu, we said earlier on, Torah Amr, sukkos teishu, shivas yamim, is sukkah shokol davar, not limited. Say again? Well, that is the rereading of it. We're not reading the way that you read it. The way you read it would be a kal v'chomer that leads to a, not a chur, but a kula. So instead, I'm going to argue, I'm going to tell you, no. It says in the Torah, but sukkos, as you said in plural, teshuos yamim, sukkos shokol davar, and multiple sukkos can be used. How's the answer what? We haven't got there yet. We didn't get there yet even. We're not there. We're not there yet. That's what I'm saying. This is a very lengthy discussion that we'll get there soon. We haven't gotten to the reason we brought this down yet. It's within itself we're discussing something, but the last point we're going to raise is going to bring back what Ari's question is. How's the answer? Look for a second at Rashi first. He says, "Lo matza echa min dal minim halalu ye yoshivu batil." So you read this together. Ye yoshivu batil mi sukkah. You're going to say you're not going to do sukkah because you can't find the kosher species to sit under. Nimsa zekal, which means now you're not sitting in a sukkah anymore. You're sitting on the side, by the tree, outside in the whatever, reading your book. But you're supposed to be sitting in the sukkah for 7 days. V'adin haya melamed chomer mitzkila. So therefore, the din, the kal v'chomer, would bring us to a chumra in the beginning, as kiddush, as we expounded earlier on. Malulav hakal, a lighter mitzvah of lulav versus a sukkah, which is all the time. Lulav is only a little bit of the time. She ain't no egg, but leilos could be yamim, as we just said. But yeshbo, I'm reading right now Rashi again. Yeshbo chomer zeh, she ain't no egg el b'dal minim. Sukkah chamura, she no egg leilos, etc. Meaning you're now you start with a chumra that turned into a kula, because now you're sitting outside and there's a hut right next to you, and it's made of all the psoles of other trees. You're not going to sit inside of it. Why? There's no sukkah around, and it's not a kosher sukkah in your eyes. So it's nice you want to be more machmir and require certain types of species, but that can end, might result in a kula, and therefore any kal v'chomer that starts as a chumra and ends in a kula is not a good kal v'chomer. So they rejected him for that reason. And the Torah, and disregarding their own points, forget about logic even, I'll prove to you the pasuk is referring to otherwise. But Torah Amr, as we said earlier on, but sukkos seishur shos yamin, but sukkos in plural, sukkos are called davar. V'chein be'ezra. We're almost at the part that Arik was asking about. And similar when it comes to Ezra, we find in Ezra it says, Ezra Nehemiah, Su hahar, they view ali zayis, v'ali etz shemin, v'ali hadas, v'ali tmarim, v'ali etz avos. And then the bracket over here changes to lasos sukkos. Ezra says, go out to the mountain and bring ali zayis, the branches, the leaves from the olive tree, ali etz shemin, a different type of the olives that were grown for this oil. Those two are not part of the aluminum. And it tells you, and it goes on, Ali Hadas, Ali Tamarim, Ali Etzavos, those are all in fact lulav stuff for minim. But it says from all those things, then it says over here to make the sukkah. You're making the sukkah from the Ali Eitz Zayis and the Ali Eitz Shemen. New, those aren't aluminum. And Ezra, Nehemiah, it brings down, it says, bring this to make the sukkah. Says Rabbi Meir, you see, this over here is the point of, we'll see the point, almost the point. We see over here clearly, back to Rabbi Meir, back to Rabbi Huda. Right, maybe it's back to Rabbi Huda, that you don't make the sukkah only in the aluminum. We see in the Chemi, they didn't do that. So now Rabbi Huda's a little bit under the gun. Kakasuv, that's part of the pasuk. Kakasuv is part of the pasuk still. But it's a good kakasuv. As it's written, to make sukkahs, that's part of the pasuk. As it is written, you should make those sukkot. And part of that thing is, two things are not but aluminum. Rabbi Huda's going to say, one second, how do I look at those pasuk? Not as that's what, and this is what, see, I want to see you correct me before, and this is where the proof that he's correct, and I was wrong originally, was. Yehuda Savar, Hani the Defanos. These, when we said Ali Zayis and Ali Eitz Shemen, that was with the walls. What do you see over here based on this point? That the walls were not suggesting had to be Dalaminim, but the other ones, Ali Hadas, Ali Tamarim, Ali Eitz Avos, Lischach, that was used for the Schach. So Yehuda sticks to his guns. You quoted me a pasuk to make sukkahs, but sukkahs are comprised of two different parts, the walls and the schach. What you asked me about the wooden trees from other species, that was for the wall part of it. But the three meaning we quoted that are part of the lulav and esrog set, the hadas of Arabos and the lulav itself, that they brought from the schach. And I'm sticking to my guns, Rabbi Huda. I still believe that you use only matters that are from the dal minim. And here's the part now to answer the question of where we find, what's this whole Gemara doing, proving Sivan Ikra Dikla? Rabbi Huda certainly right now says what? Rabbi Huda certainly right now says that only mini lulav are used for the schach. Vitznan, and it's taught in the Mishnah, Misachim bin Nisarim, Divrei Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda holds, you can use for schach Nisarim. What does Nisarim mean? Planks, boards. We'll see the cedars in a minute. We'll get the cedars in a minute. So planks or boards. Look over, it says Rashi, he says, don't say, Vlogar sinan shal eras. Don't say cedar. But it says, over here, he's saying, look at Rashi now, that Rashi, the lines are a little bit thinner. Starts with the Rabbi Huda Savar Hanukh Defanos Vali Hadas Zera. But Tzan Mesachin bin Sarim. Logos, don't write that. So errors, don't write that yet. Unihi Nami Dehani Nisarim Echemi Dalaminim Heim. So granted, it has to be that these Nisarim are from the Dalaminim. How do we know? Because Rabbi Huda holds, you can only use Dalaminim. Miu me Ikra de Dikla Ninu. But they must be from the Ikra. You don't have boards from the leaves of Hadassim, from the leaves of the Arabos, or from the leaves of the Luav. You have boards from the bark of those items. So therefore, how do you make Nisarim? From the Ikra Dikla. That's where they come from. So what do you see from over here? If Ikra Dikla is how you make Nisarim, and Rehuda holds, you need to have, you can use Nisarim for a Schach. Rehuda also holds, must be for the Mini Lulav, it must be that the Nisarim are made from Ikra Dikla. So Ikra Dikla is the Min Lulav. Right? A equals B, B equals C, so A equals C. If I know again, Rabbi Huda holds that you must use for your schach, you must use mini lulav. Rabbi Huda holds you can use the sarim for the schach itself. What's in the sarm? It's not the branches. It's not the leaves. It must be the ikra. Ikra de dikla, or ikra de hadas, or ikra whatever. That is considered part then of the daluminum, because that you would make nisarim out of.
Ikra is by the roots now.
By the root, yeah, the ikra, like the lower part, the lower part. It comes from the ground. It comes from the part from the ground.
Nisarim are from the actual trees.
Well, it could be for anything. It's got to be a thick piece, meaning it's got to be a mass. Could be a bark, could be the roots, meaning it could be any part from the bottom of the tree. Ikra means like the bottom of the tree, whatever you want to call it, the bark, the root, but it's the bottom of the tree. So you couldn't make nisarim out of leaves or out of little branches. It's got to be part of the ikra part. And if he holds that you need to have dalminim, ikra didikla could be a nisarim. And therefore, to prove that ikra didikla is in fact part of the actual dalminim. And therefore, alma, therefore, siv ikra didikla, meaning lulavahu, shmamina. We say it with confidence now, believe it to be the case. Okay, so now we got that part. Yeah.
It always bothered me. We must have discussed it. This whole thing that he comes out, well, it's a kama shomer turning into a kula. What? And it's going to come out, you're standing in the sukkah and there's a sukkah there, but it's because the stock is not made out of daluminum. Right? Yoshev and vato? If I tell you, tulin has to be made out of kosher leather. What? And, okay, but if I only have pigskin, what? Yoshev and vato? And actually, not me. That's what the leader holds. That's what we're, you don't have a sukkah there.
I don't remember the question. It's a good question. You want to see the question? The question is this. We're saying it's a kula. It creates a kula. What's a kula in the end?
You don't have to.
The kula is that you don't have to. But if the din is you need certain things and it's not there, then you're right. Then it's not a kula. It's just a halakhic reality. You know, it's not there, so of course you can't sin. It's not a kula. If I said to you, you must build it out of wood and not out of glass, you know, I use a kalvachomer to prove it in the end, and you say, well, there's a glass thing over here, so you can't sin in it, so that's a kula. It's not a kula, it's a halakha reality. So he's asking, why is this called a kula? Yeah, scenario is this. I'm right now going on a journey. The rule is, if I go on a trip, I'm putting from a sukkah if I can't get one. Right next to where I'm camping out right now, next to the Nahar, what we call last time we called again? We had the Aguda, the Nahar, whatever it was, the two rabbis that were doing, what was it called? What's it called? Chavo, yeah, what's it called? Remember what it's called? No.
On the Surah.
They were called, yeah.
Surah was the place where they were. Nahara, Simuka.
They were greeting their Rav, right? They were Patrim and Sukkah. They were doing mitzvah of Arkansas. Thank you. Arkansas of the Surah. Arkansas of the Surah. They're on the riverbanks of Surah. Very good. So the riverbanks of Surah. And let's say right next to them, Arik, was a sukkah that was built out of vines from a grape, you know, a vineyard. Right? They're sitting right next to what could be a kosher sukkah by some people. They hold no, a machmir. Now, so what we say right now, we're gonna say, oh, it brings it a kula. Now, instead of walking 5 feet and eating a sukkah or sleeping in a sukkah, you're potter. Said Svi, that's not a kula. It's just a halachic reality. It's not your mekil now. It's not ready to the right thing, so then you can't use it. So Svi's asking, why is that maybe the kula? It's not a kula. It's true you're not sitting in that thing right now, but it's not because it's a kula. It's because it's not the right item. It's not a kula. If I would tell you we had the other day, we had the case of the hadassim, the tamara that grew out of the top of hadassim. Then we said, it's a kula that we're allowed to use this thing right now. We can use it as a kula. Cause I'm going to use this instead of something else or whatever it might be. But this isn't a kula. It's just I can't do the mitzvah cause what I need is not there. It's missing. It's lacking its item. Why is that called a kula? I hear that question. I don't think you asked it last time. That's a good question. Why is that called a kula? Sofo lahakil. Why is it not a kavachomer? Sofo lahakil. That's the lahakil. It's one thing if you said later on you can do something that the other person doesn't want to do. You can do that, but they don't want to do that. That's a kula.
So,
but here,
it goes like this: a person is not done a kavachomer.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, you are. You are. That's the only thing you can do.
Are you good to a
yeah. It's the only thing you can do because it's logic based.
So,
that's because I can now refute it at the point.
Maybe that's exactly the point. Since it's based on logic, you want to be mocking based on logic, the result is something illogical.
It's not illogical, it's lenient. It's not illogical. And you're saying to me, why is that called lenient? Why is it called lenient? What makes us lenient? It's lenient because now I'm not sitting in the sukkah when I eat or when I sleep. So you're saying to me, yeah, but that's not, it's not a leniency.
The Torah doesn't say it mufurash.
It's true, it's true.
So it's only because of your logic you're coming to that conclusion. So,
But the Kalva Chomers are Oraisa level laws. If I have a good Kalva Chomer, it's on a biblical level. It's biblical. We say, Lam Likra, Kalva Chomer, meaning Kalva Chomer is on a biblical level. So why would that Kalva Chomer, why is that called the Kula? Just, you're defining it a certain way, and now you don't have that thing anymore. I think your question is a good question. I don't know if I have the answer to it.
You're pitting the Kula up what is it called?
Comes from
a Gzeres HaKasuv is the superstation.
Right.
And if you go that route,
yeah,
you're going to pick up this, what could be a Kula. Let's say you go with it, then you hit this
chiyuv. Right now I have a default. The default is Besukos Teshuv. I'm going to change that default to make it something different. I'm trying to learn out from that pasuk or from the Kal V'chomer a chiddush, and that chiddush now is going to butt heads with Besukos Teshuv in a way that in a certain scenario I'm not going to sit in my sukkah now because I made this Kal V'chomer. But if I use the default part of the pasuk, I'll be singing the sukkah.
But I thought he's already putter from the sukkah because he's on his way.
Oh, excellent. He's only putter if there's no sukkah right there. I mean, if a sukkah right next to him, you don't have to go out of your way to find the sukkah.
I thought it has to be your sukkah, like if I'm just walking down.
That's Rabbi Eliezer. We don't possibly Rabbi Eliezer. Most people hold it can be anyone. Like you go to my sukkah, I go to your sukkah, right? There's one thing. One thing says that Rabbi Eliezer says what you said, but that's not the general accepted sheet. I hear what you're saying. I think the question that she's asking is better than the answers that I'm giving and that you're giving as well, but at least you're giving me a logic as that we have a default psak, Gzeres HaKasuv, and by doing the Kal V'chomer now, you're going to create a finding where the default psak is now in a place that's not going to end up being fulfilled. You want to do any you want to do only the Al-Minim, at least you still fulfill the pasuk of Pasuk Seishu. It's also one of the possibilities, but you're limiting things, you're saying this, only this, not other things. But now when you're saying only this on other things, then later on, you can have a case when you don't sit anywhere in the end. So Cecil's saying that, well, yeah.
You're arguing that it says that if he sees that sukkah because it doesn't have proper roofing, it's a leniency?
Well, not because why? Because now the Torah would tell me. Chazal will tell me now, you don't have to sit there. So you can eat outside sukkah, because it's not there.
Leniency is for the guy who's on the way, and he doesn't have to sit in the sukkah. He's already, the ruling has already gone down. He doesn't have to sit in the sukkah. He's on his way.
Right.
So if he sat in that sukkah, would it be a leniency on that?
Well, the fact that we say you don't have to sit in the sukkah means that if you go about your business and it's right there, we don't say you sleep next to the sukkah. It's right there. You don't have to go out of your way, but it's right there. You should go into the sukkah. But now we're saying no, not this sukkah. This sukkah didn't have the necessary requirements of having the schach of dal minim.
But did it say that in the original ruling when it said your exempt from sukkah if you're
It's a great question. So Tosos and Rashi Machlokas. Rashi brings down and says even when you're in camp, it sounds like no matter what. Tosos says over here it's impossible to assume that if you're right next to, it's out of your way.
You're exempt or not.
So you're exempt from going out of your way to do. Once you're on your way, you don't have to distract yourself. But if I'm right there right now, you know that's what Tosos says. No, the Tosos brings it down. The Gemara doesn't say it. Gemara says you're potter, like you're saying. You're potter. Tosos says that you're not. Doesn't real potter no matter what. It means you're potter from having to find one.
So what's the leniency then? What's
it's because right now I'm sitting right next to a sukkah that was built with vines, right? Instead of. And I'll, according to,
so if you sit in it, you're taking like a lenient ruling.
No, so let's think over here. Since you're so machmir that you have to sit in the dal minim sukkah, so I'm not going to sit in that sukkah. I'm putter from that. That's not my sukkah. So I'm not going to go. I'm not going to sit anywhere now. So now because you're machmir to have a very intense level schach, right. So then I'm sitting next to a sukkah. There's no other option near me. It's only vine vineyard type of schach. So we're going to say, so don't sit there in the end. What? You're not doing the mitzvah of sukkah?
That's the kula.
Cool is, yeah, that I'm going to sit now and miss my mitzvah of sukkah. I make quote unquote putter. From this sukkah, so I don't use anything. That's the kula. I hear what Ari's saying also about the default. I don't know. That's a good question. I think the question is a very good question. Let's finish the last part and then we'll stop. Says the Gemara. Where do we see Rabbi Yehuda actually holds that only the al minim you can use and not everything else? By the time we're going to write, says, Sikha ben Asarim Shal Erez. You said earlier on, right? Which is cedar. Sheish ben Dal Tzvachim. If there's a certain level of thickness. Mayor Yehuda both agree it's too thick and not allowed. Ain ban dal tefachim. We had this actually earlier on the Gemara in the first parak. If there are not dal tefachim to such amounts, we have a close remember between Rav and Shmuel about this. Rabbi Mayor posel. Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Yehuda allows a less than four tefachim netzer of erez cedar. That's not one of the dal minim. And Umod Rabbi Meir, admits or agrees, Shemyesh b'nesel neser, kemali neser, sheminiach pesel b'nein uksheira. If you have less than four tefachim, and you start, and you have a evenly spaced off gaps, and you put in those gaps pesel, which are kosher schach, between the neser, which Rabbi Meir doesn't like, it's kosher. Bottom line is, we brought it down to show you that Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can use a neser shel erez. Erez is not one of the alaminim. When it says, my erez, what does erez mean? It means hadas. It's actually, the cedar is a cedar of a hadas tree. How do we know? He says, "Kid Rav Bar Rav Huna." Kam Rav Huna, Amri Bei Rav, Asar Mini Harazamein. There are 10 types of eras, and they are Shneimar, Etim Midbar Shita VeHadas. Sorry, eras. Etim Midbar eras Shita VeHadas. Using the Midbar, the eras tree, which is a Shita, which is a Hadas. So we say the eras actually is a form of the Hadas tree as well. And when we say the words Neshel Eras, it referred to the eras. I guess that's a generic term for some part of the tree, and the Hadas tree has that also, and the Netzer of the Eras was the Netzer of the Eras of a Hadas tree. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to say, sticks to his guns, requires Dal Aminim for the Schach. We don't pass this way, of course, passing for Meir and everyone else who says any type of Pesel will be allowed, any type of Solos will be allowed. Requires it for the Igud, which again, Rabbi Yehuda holds that way because he holds Lul Tzarech Egid, and that's why Sivet Ikrit Zikla also will be allowed according to Rabbi Yehuda. We agree that you can use Sivet Ikrit Zikla, but we don't agree that you must use one dal minim, because we paskin lulav ain tzarech eged. You want to use gemurin shel zav as the real eged? Knock yourself out. Do that as well. You can use anything you want, because we don't paskin. But Rabbi Yehuda, who paskins that way, would require, again, only dal minim. You can have schach, only dal minim. He's very four species, you know, associated with the holiday sukkahs. We'll stop over here.